We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Fortunate are we to be co-inhabitants with the amazing animals that grace and color our planet.
In countless ways, they add beauty and joy to our lives.
Their nobility, through unconditional love, loyalty, and heroic life-saving actions, is a constant source of wonder and inspiration.
What would our world be like without our fun and intelligent animal friends?
We simply could not imagine it.
Thanks be to the Providence for all the cherished animals.
May we always honor their God-given precious lives as we honor a part of ourselves.
Hello, beloved viewers. It's a pleasure to have your company today on Noteworthy News, Constructive News for a Better World.
Constructive News for a Peaceful World. For uplifting programming, please join us in Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astra 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV Channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intelsat 10K U-band and Intelsat 10 C-band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10 C-band, ABS, AsiaSat 5 and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 30 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs. In Colombia, in Bogota, channel 44 on Via Vision de Via Mayor. In Paraguay, in Ascension, channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Minga Guazu, channel 44 on TV Cable Minga Guazu. In Hernandarias, channel 41 on TV Cable Hernandarias. In Ciudad del Este, channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná. In Cameroon, channel 56 on Vision Cable TV and channel 57 on Medium Network Service, MNS. In Mongolia and Hope Province, channel 21 on Han Altay Cable TV. In Erdunet City, channel Z26 on Ilkha Tingers Cable TV. And channel 50 on Himer Cable TV. In Sukhbatur, Siling Province, channel 30 on Mimi Mongols. In Darhun Oles Province, channel 8 on Darhun Broadcasting System. In Ilkha, channel 14 in the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Supervisions, channel 47, and Orange Cable Companies, channel 65. In Otuš, on channel 21 through the cable provider Gunarin. In Slovenia, channel 73 on T2 Slovenia. In the Netherlands, channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. In Formosa, Taiwan, on Green Island, channel 61 on Huanyu Cable. Channel 35 on Multimedia On Demand of Chunghwa Telecom. In Taipei City, channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Taipei County, channel 108 on Xinhe Cable TV, Yongjia Lua Cable TV, and Global View Cable TV. Also in Taipei County, channel 97 on Mangrove Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, channel 96 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Ilan County, channel 108 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, channel 100 on Tongya Cable TV. In Penghu County, channel 03 on Penghu Cable TV. And in Jianmen County, channel 102 on Minchung Cable TV. You can also visit us online at www.suprememastertv.com, featuring high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently, up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, a USA-based global organization supports the well-being of Ugandan children. In health news, a British study finds non-smokers have longer lifespans. In innovation news, Google connects the world through translations in 51 languages. All this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, November 13th, is the birthday of Dr. Humayun Ahmad, a prominent Bangladeshi writer and acclaimed filmmaker born in Mymensingh, Bangladesh. He has published more than 100 novels, many of which have become the basis for television serials. Dr. Humayun Ahmad has also made movies. His Agunera Parasamani won the National Film Award in 8 categories. Among his other accolades are the 1981 Bangla Academy Award and the 1994 Ekoshe Padak, one of the highest civilian honors in Bangladesh. Our appreciation, Dr. Humayun Ahmad, for your extraordinary creativity which has delighted many. We wish you a wonderful birthday with loved ones.
Fly-In News. Supreme Master Qinghai International Association Relief News Update from India. On October 6th, India's northern Baharaich city in the region bordering Nepal was struck by a cyclone that brought incessant rains, flooding the Sariu River. Some 200 people were affected, with at least 12 who sustained injury as homes and land were washed away. On October 9th, Supreme Master Qinghai requested that our Native Association members please go quickly to help, adding that those affected were already the less fortunate villagers. Conveying her deep sorrow and much love, she also donated $15,000 for assistance, an amount that could purchase $243,000 in supplies if acquired in the United States based on the cost of living in India. In accordance with Supreme Master Qinghai's frequent requests for updates, the following is our Formosan or Taiwanese Association's relief report via foreign group.
November 10, 2009. Most Compassionate Master, regarding flood relief work in Baharaich, India. On October 17th, our team from Formosa embarked for the relief work, covering our own travel and related expenses of $1,419. We first went to Baharaich City, located at the border of India and Nepal, where they seldom receive assistance. We distributed the needed items of food, seasoning, clothes, utensils, etc. to 2,000 of the most affected families in Pipiri, Masi, and Silauta. Our special thanks to Baharaich Lions Club, who gave us huge support with their selfless dedication for the relief work. After knowing our purpose, they were very touched by Master's unconditional love and joined us for this mission. Thank you, Mr. Vinod Agarwal, the Chief of Lions Club, Mr. Siddhar Jagatjit Singh, and other local officers. Thank you so much, Master, for your love and wonderful arrangements to make this mission possible. Deep gratitude from association members in Formosa.
Our gratefulness to Supreme Master Qinghai for permitting us to share this update with our concerned viewers and to our association's foreign group for providing this report. We appreciate the altruistic help of the Baharaich Lions Club. We also thank Supreme Master Qinghai for her wholehearted aid to the most vulnerable and our association's relief team for their earnest endeavors. As humanity extends greater warmth and care to one another, may such weather extremes be eased.
Indonesia rocked by quake. On Wednesday, a 5.0 magnitude earthquake hit Indonesia's West Sumatra province, centered 69 kilometers southeast of Siberut of the Mentawai Islands. Fortunately, there were no reports of damages or injuries. We thank heaven for the protection of the Sumatran people as we pray that potential disasters such as these subside through our gentler regard of all beings.
Supreme Master Ching Hai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you, all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you, all the relief workers, for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
Iraqi Parliament passes historic election law. Legislators voted overwhelmingly in favor of a measure that will permit national elections to go forward before January 31, 2010, which is the date mandated by the Constitution. The Iraqi lawmakers were also commended by the international community for reaching agreement on related matters, such as a formula for counting the votes of Kirkuk citizens, as well as the ballot listing of candidates' names instead of merely their parties. Our heartfelt accolades, Iraqi parliamentarians, for your unifying vote. May such harmonizing efforts continue to serve the noble goals of your fellow citizens.
Russia and Abkhazia reach new agreement. Signed in Moscow, Russia on Wednesday, November 11th, the accord addresses 17 areas, including collaboration in sports, education, and music, as well as a pledge from Russia to sponsor cultural initiatives and student exchange programs in Abkhazia. This agreement follows a 2008 framework accord in which Russia formally recognized Abkhazia as a sovereign nation. Russia and Abkhazia, our congratulations for your new level of cooperative understanding. May the people of your lands ever flourish in prosperity and peace.
Photojournalism Excellence awarded through the Carmignac Gestion Prize. This year's winner, selected from among 14 finalists from 8 different countries, was German photographer Kai Wiedenhofer. The theme for the inaugural 2009 prize, presented to encourage photojournalists who are upholding the qualities of bravery, independence, transparency, and sharing, was the Gaza Strip. With the €50,000 prize, the winner will go back to Gaza, Palestine, and produce a photographic report on the rebuilding of the region. 22-year-old Palestinian photojournalist Iman Mohammed also received the judge's special prize for the quality and sensitivity of her work with Palestinian women. Our applause, Mr. Wiedenhofer and Ms. Mohammed, for this recognition of your courageous and uplifting endeavors. May the inspiration from your gifted photographs help the region be restored to a peaceful state.
Belarus pardons over 2,000 detainees. In commemoration of the nation's 65th anniversary of unifying peace, Belarus offered amnesty to 2,126 inmates. An Interior Ministry spokesman added that more than 9,000 other inmates also had their sentences reduced by 1 year. Many thanks, Belarus, for your gracious gestures of clemency. In heaven's blessings, may the newly freed citizens walk once again in the love and support of family and friends.
Save our planet. Compassion paves the way to a golden era. The Climate Change Conference last Sunday, November 8th in Washington, D.C., USA, made important connections between meat production and its consumption to the health of humans and climate change.
According to the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, 75% of current infectious diseases in humans began in animals, such as the current pandemic of swine flu, bred in the sordid and inhumane confines of factory farming.
In this age of emerging diseases, we now have billions of curly-tailed and feathered test tubes for viruses to incubate and mutate within billions more spins at pandemic roulette. But along with human culpability comes hope. If changes in human behavior can cause new plagues, well then changes in human behavior may prevent them in the future.
Along with the production process, meat consumption leads to a range of further illnesses, the leading U.S. killers, as pointed out by Supreme Master Ching Hai, the honored guest at the conference.
Every year, heart disease kills 632,000 Americans. Cancer kills 560,000 Americans. Stroke kills another 130,000 Americans. Diabetes kills 72,000 Americans just for meat eating. Who cries for these hundreds of thousands of Americans who die because of that piece of meat? Who cry for those young, helpless, innocent little child who die just because of meat-related E. coli, just a few cells of it? So, ladies and gentlemen, meat is the worst killer than any war. Don't you agree?
The secret to halting health tragedies while ensuring a sustainable planetary future is simple.
We have to create a compassionate culture, as the Dalai Lama and all the spiritual leaders, Supreme Master Ching Hai, says is the essential.
We have to turn back to our caring and compassionate nature inside our heart. Being vegan worldwide is the advancement of compassion that will uplift and unify all cultures, bringing tranquility to humans and animals alike. The inner peace that comes from replacing killing with respect for all life will spread like a wave across the globe, elevate human hearts, and create a harmonious Eden on Earth. That will bring us all to a lasting golden era.
Conference participants later shared their thoughts about the discussion with Supreme Master Ching Hai.
Just getting to really look into her eyes today and see her compassion and her emotion was really special for me. She's clearly such a positive spirit. She obviously cares so deeply about humanity, about this planet. Her message is so important, and to be a part of that message and contribute in some small ways is really an honor.
Supreme Master Ching Hai, thank you for what you're doing, for bringing about this conference, for what you're doing to try and save the animals of the world, to save the planet, to save the human race. Thank you. You are blessed. And truly, truly, we are in your debt.
We thank everyone involved in this memorable event. Our deep gratefulness also goes to Supreme Master Ching Hai, whose promise of a better future has won hearts and pledges to action. We pray for all humans and animals to coexist lovingly and thrive forever in health, dignity, and happiness.
Please tune in to Supreme Master Television's Words of Wisdom for the full rebroadcast of this live event at a later date with multi-language subtitles.
We are all familiar with the Prince Philip's long-standing efforts.
Save our planet. Prince Philip and British Hindus partner to address climate change. Following the conference last week, which brought together world religious leaders for eco-initiatives that included a shared vegan luncheon, a subsequent discussion was also hosted by His Royal Highness Prince Philip, Duke of Edinburgh, at the United Kingdom's Windsor Castle. The Prince met with Hindu leaders and United Nations Secretary General Ban Ki-moon to introduce the Bhumi Project, a plan for engaging the global Hindu community in actions to protect the environment. Prince Philip, husband of Her Majesty Queen Elizabeth II, is partnering with the Hindu leaders in the project, which includes promoting the traditional vegetarian diet as part of the global warming solution. Your Royal Highness and British Hindu leaders, we laud your green partnership and efforts, wishing you abundant, sustainable success in realizing these noble spiritual and environmental goals.
Save our planet. Arctic ice is irreversibly disappearing. Recent data from earlier explorations made by the World Wildlife Fund UK, in partnership with the Catlin Arctic Survey, an international collaboration of scientists, found the average thickness of Arctic ice to be only 1.8 meters or 6 feet. The scientists also said that the multi-year ice, which for centuries had blocked the Arctic passageway, has nearly disappeared completely and is melting at an incredibly rapid rate.
The ice cover for 2009 is the third lowest on record after the past two consecutive years. Because the Arctic sea ice plays a significant role in stabilizing climate, Dr. Martin Summercorn of the World Wildlife Fund's Arctic Program is urging quick action to reduce emissions, saying we can't switch off global warming by being good in the future. We have to start being good now.
Many thanks, Dr. Sommerkorn, World Wildlife Fund and Catlin Arctic Survey scientists, for your detailed observations of the Arctic sea ice, despite their alarming implications. We pray that this rapid decline will be reversed through our united actions to cool the planet.
Noting these urgent trends, Supreme Master Ching Hai has worked continuously to encourage people towards better stewardship on Earth, as during an interview with the House magazine for the September 2009 edition.
Our planet is on a dangerous course to pass an irreversible tipping point with disastrous consequences, like melting of the Arctic sea ice, which causes oceans to absorb more sunlight and speeds up melting, and the melting of permafrost, which in turn releases toxic methane gas, resulting in more warming of the atmosphere, and the extinction of cornerstone species that cause further collapse to our already ailing ecosystems, thus endangering even more species, and most important of all, us humans.
Save Our Planet, Stanford University in California, USA, is promoting awareness of animal products' role in causing climate change by posting signs in student dining halls encouraging meat and dairy reduction certain days of each week.
Save Our Planet. Restoration efforts, including replanting and preservation of nearly 90,000 hectares of forests, have resulted in China's Qinghai Lake increasing in depth by 54 centimeters since 2005.
Save Our Planet. During discussions with UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon, U.S. Senator John Kerry pledged that lawmakers would complete a framework of climate change legislation prior to the December meeting in Copenhagen.
Hi, I'm Goofy the Giraffe. And I'm a vegan, which means I eat no animal products. Today, I have a veggie tip. Holiday dinners are a good time to share some fantastic vegan food. Try bringing the delicious main dish and a delectable dessert. Oh, and please remember the non-alcoholic champagne. Guests will see how delightful it is to follow an eco-friendly, plant-based diet. Thank you for being veg, going green, and saving the planet. And thank you for tuning in. Now the worldwide weather.
Medical news, a Christian global health organization supports the well-being of Ugandans. Medical Teams International, based in Oregon, USA, has launched the Child Survival Program, co-funded by the U.S. Agency for International Development. It is a four-year $2 million U.S. plan to benefit over 100,000 people. The project will join with local healthcare workers and residents, focusing on children under the age of five and expectant mothers in the Lira district of northern Uganda. Our heartfelt gratitude and God bless Medical Teams International and U.S. Agency for International Development for your kind care of beautiful Ugandan citizens. May health and happiness be all individuals' future on our shared globe.
In health news, a British study reports that non-smokers live longer. Dr. Robert Clark of the Clinical Trial Service Unit at the University of Oxford, United Kingdom, and colleagues found that men who smoke have high blood pressure and elevated cholesterol levels, on average, have a lifespan of 74 years. However, men who have none of these unhealthy risk factors have a life expectancy of 83 years. The research was based on the medical data of 19,000 men, which have been collected on an ongoing basis since 1970. Dr. Clark noted that public smoking bans and a better diet will improve the life expectancy of the population. Our thankfulness, Dr. Robert Clark and colleagues at the Clinical Trial Service Unit, for your important results. May all people discover the joy and benefits of life-affirming habits.
Some of the tragic tolls of tobacco. 5.4 million smoking-related deaths per year worldwide. Cost of smoking-related illnesses. $96 billion in the United States alone. Light and mild cigarettes just as harmful. Causes cancer and diseases in animal companions. Speeds the aging process. Toxic residues of third-hand smoke. Heart disease. Coronary thrombosis, cerebral thrombosis, kidney failure, cancer, lung cancer, esophagus cancer, kidneys cancer, bladder cancer, chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, emphysema, bronchitis, stroke, impotence, additional harms for secondhand smoking, childhood arteriosclerosis leading to heart attacks and strokes in adulthood, sudden infant death syndrome, infertility, miscarriages and premature deliveries, childhood asthma, bronchitis, ear infection, cleft lip or palate, hyperactivity and aggression in asthmatic boys, circulatory problems in women, plus more. For more information, please visit www.supremastertv.com.
Up next on Noteworthy News, Google offers a translation tool for 51 languages. We'll go visit the flowers and we'll come back quick. Stay tuned for more lucky news on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, brightening news for a brilliant world. In innovation news, Google Translate helps connect the world. The US-based company has recently launched a free software that allows visitors to a website to automatically translate the page into any of 51 languages, from Afrikaans to Yiddish. Our sincere appreciation, Google Translate, for making global communication easier. May this cyber tool support greater understanding between all peoples on our magnificent planet.
Time for some lighthearted humor with joke of the day entitled Free Advice Told in Javanese.
Mabur menyang Surabaya. Aku nyepakke catetan kanggo seminar bab pendidikan wong tuwa. Aku mimpin minangka psikolog pendidikan. Ibu-ibu sepuh sing lungguh ana jejerku ngandharake menawa mulih saka Surabaya bubar rong minggu tilik 6 anake, 18 putune lan 10 buyute ing Malang. Banjur dheweke pitakon, "Apa olehku nyambut gawe?" Aku wangsulan, kanthi nduga, gek-gek, oleh takon kuwi, mung ngarep konsultasi gratisan. Mapanake nggone lungguh, dheweke kandha, yen wonten bab ingkang angel, langsung taken kula mawon.
And now for our viewers' heartline about our cooking show, Japanese Vegan Jajamen or Miso Noodles, on Vegetarianism, the Noble Way of Living.
Vegan is the best possible way to live. Nate from Uruguay.
Elevated Nate. We couldn't agree more. The vegan diet is so beneficial in every way, protecting our valued health, safeguarding the amazing animals, and especially at this urgent time, reducing greenhouse gas emissions associated with the meat industry to save our precious earth. Please share this very good news with all so we can keep our incredible planet and enter an age of true enlightenment. With celestial love to you and your pure Uruguayan co-citizens.
Do you have a heartline today? Please share your comments and uplifting stories from your area of the globe with us. you can send them to heartline@suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit www.suprememastertv.com/heartline. We sure have enjoyed spending time with you on Noteworthy News.
May each moment of your life be endowed with peace and happiness. See you again soon.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
Russia and the United States resume nuclear disarmament talks with a goal of replacing the 1991 Strategic Arms Reduction Treaty, or START, that expires in December 2009.
Interior ministers for Morocco and Austria, Chakib Ben Moussa and Maria Fechter, sign an agreement to work together on disasters and civil protection.
During a meeting between French President Nicolas Sarkozy and Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, the Prime Minister expressed his unconditional willingness to restart peace negotiations with Syria.
On the sidelines of the Forum on China-Africa Cooperation, Egyptian Foreign Minister Ahmed Abu Ghait met with seven of his African counterparts for talks on boosting cooperation to enhance peace and regional stability.
European Union finance ministers agree that taxes on cigarettes should be raised across the 27 member states to protect public health.
Addressing members of 386 Native American tribes present for the largest gathering ever of the White House Tribal Nations Conference, U.S. President Barack Obama pledged a new and better future together.
His Majesty King Abdullah II of Jordan was greeted by British Prime Minister Gordon Brown in London, UK, where the two leaders discussed Middle East peace and their support of U.S.-led negotiations.
U.S.-based search engine company Google is offering free Wi-Fi internet access at 47 airports across the U.S. from now until January 15th as a holiday thank you to customers.
Turkey's Interior Minister Basir Atalay announces a plan to end a quarter century of discord with ethnic Kurdish citizens by extending more democratic rights while encouraging an integrated and equal society.
The U.S. Agency for International Development donates $72 million U.S. dollars to Afghanistan for projects to be distributed by 10 charitable organizations that will improve healthcare services across 12 provinces.
We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.